WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden was not found to have retained classified documents willingly, but in his report, special counsel Robert Hur claimed Biden was an elderly man with a poor memory. In a televised statement, the president responded Thursday.
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen?
Biden also criticizing Israel's actions in Gaza, saying the response to the Hamas invasion has been, quote, over the top. Right now in East Tennessee, a manhunt for a suspect who killed a deputy and injured another during a Thursday traffic stop. Former President Trump, the projected winner of the Nevada caucuses on Thursday. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was not on the caucus ballot. During a Thursday hearing, the Supreme Court appeared highly skeptical of Colorado's ruling to disqualify former President Trump from the ballot based on a section of the 14th Amendment that prevents insurrectionists from holding office. This is ABC News. Two more women are now accusing ex-Marvel actor Jonathan Majors of abuse. That, according to the New York Times, he's already been found guilty of assaulting an ex-girlfriend. With the Super Bowl just days away in Las Vegas, ABC's Alex Stone is there and says,
okay, don't roll your eyes, but yes, part of this Super Bowl will be about Taylor Swift. She is part of the Chiefs' story this year. Head coach Andy Reid credits her with bringing fans to the game, and her boyfriend Travis Kelce says he's focused on playing right now. She's focused on her concert. He didn't know if it was in Singapore or Japan. It's Japan.
She's just working on entertaining them, making sure she's ready for her performances and everything.
The math has been done, and she should have no problem getting back in time. Alex Stone, ABC News, Las Vegas.
The FCC now outlawing the use of AI-generated voices and robocalls. The ruling takes effect immediately. And the erupting volcano in southwestern Iceland appears to be slowing down. It's the third eruption since December. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theatre. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dykesville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheatre.org or call 920-494-3401.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 129-105. Milwaukee's lost five of their last six games. Doc Rivers blaming it on the team's travel schedule.
You know, you come back from the trip we just came back from, you know, sleep patterns. And then I've never seen the, you know, just the flights that they had us time change coming back, back-to-backs. insane. Having said that, no one feels sorry for you.
NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing its new class of inductees, including two former Packers, Julius Peppers, and offensive lineman Steve McMichael. The Bears' Devin Hester also voted in. The Chiefs and former Packers' Marquez Valdez-Scantling says playing with Aaron Rodgers was a difference maker in his career.
Aaron is one of my closest friends, probably one of the best teammates that I've ever played with in my entire life. I'm forever indebted to him. You know, him giving me this opportunity throughout my 4 years in Green Bay. He's a great teammate, great friend, great leader. Love the guy to death.
That's the Chiefs MVS with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a lot cooler today and still a little on the breezy side. Mostly cloudy, 42 will be our high today with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, even cooler, 37 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From I-43 to I-41,
this is the Talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you, everybody. Mr. Schmidt has the day off, but capable replacement. As Larry McCarron would say, Larry, fabulous. How you doing?
That's right. Larry never called me Frank. Always called me fabulous.
Well, we're calling him Frank Hermans today.
Thank you, Johnny.
How you doing, Frank? It's good to see you.
You know, people always said I kind of look like the mayor. No, I don't. I don't look at it.
I don't think you're on camera. Is he not on camera?
Definitely not on camera.
There we go.
Stay away from me there.
I'm a little bit taller than
most.
Than most in general.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, thanks for asking me today to be here. I love getting up in the morning a little bit earlier than normal, but I like coming. It gets me going, talking to you and Jim when I'm here in the morning. I kind of feel like, I don't know, more intelligent? Is that a word?
Is that two words.
You mean smarter?
Smarter.
Because you're smarter than us? You feel like you're the smartest guy in the room now?
No. The synapses.
But that's why I'm taking it.
They start going.
That's why I'm taking it. How's your show going?
You know what? We opened up last weekend. Great rave reviews, standing
ovations.
I'm going
to see you in Manitowoc next week.
You're coming to Manitowoc?
Yes, indeed.
Valentine's Day.
I know.
Ooh, bringing a sweetie?
Well. What do you think?
Yeah, okay, all right. It's Valentine's Day.
I kind of wanted to go to the GB game. There's been a discussion.
And they're doing so great.
Jim won't let me go.
Why?
Because he said, I'm not sitting with you on Valentine's Day.
Okay. But he lost the bet yesterday.
Yes. I know it doesn't matter. How many bets has he lost?
Yes.
How many does he cash in on?
Come on. You know that.
I bet if it was the other way around, he'd be like, all right, let's do this right now.
Do you know what I realize he does? He'll make these crazy bets. Yep. And I was up $40 on him, wasn't I? $40. Now it's down to 30. And what he does, he won't pay. He'll just keep saying, he'll just keep going. He's one of those guys. Yeah.
Doubles down. Hey, if you do
like
this,
like an unlimited line of credit at the casino type thing. He's him.
He's that guy. He is that guy.
So what kind of songs do you do in your new show, Franco?
It's all music from the 60s, like Black is Black, I Want My Baby
That's
Back.
My era, baby.
So Spanky and Our Gang, stuff like that. You know, there's so many great songs. And some of the girls do some, like the Rolling Stones, Time Is On My Side.
Oh, man.
We have Lisa Borley just nails that song. And there's a lot of great music from the Summer of Love, baby.
Yeah, 69?
68, 69. Yeah.
That was a great era for music.
It was.
Some really bad songs, though, too.
Oh, there's some stuff that sucked.
Sugar, Sugar.
Come on, really?
Sugar, Sugar.
Oh, honey. Huh?
Had to do that, huh?
I'm sorry.
1910 Fruit Gum Company. Remember them?
I do. The Fruit Gum.
Yummy.
I got love in my tummy. Oh, that is a bad song. I'm going to say that's a bad song. But wasn't there a great song with Sugar? There's a little crazy place across the shack.
Yeah, the Sugar
Shack. I like that. Was good.
Okay, that's good. Huh? But 69 was a good era for music.
It was.
CCR was great. Mm-hmm. I think Fortunate Son came out that year.
That was such a big album.
Yeah.
I think every song on that album was a hit.
It was amazing. Yeah. Loved that. Yep. Loved that. Yep. I love CCR. They were great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the great groups. That was it. There were great groups, and then it was that kind of transformational kind of era where music started changing a little bit, but some of those groups were just getting started. I mean, even like the Eagles go way back where they were just kind of formulating, and Bob Seger and those kind of guys were start to cut their teeth.
Well, those dudes got there, and they hooked up with Linda Ronstadt.
Yes.
They were the backup band forever.
Yes.
And you could hear their harmonies on some of those songs and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, 74, they start doing their own thing.
Right. Same with Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Yeah.
And they're all from Detroit. Him and Glenn Fry.
How about him and Glenn Fry from the same neighborhood in Detroit?
And when I see pictures of those guys when they were like in high school together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't feel, you know what?
What?
You see a lot more of those coming out now, pictures of people in high school.
It's called the intranet.
And they weren't.
Internet.
I feel better of how I looked in high school.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, because I mean, Nagani, they were,
the Nagani High School
what
photo.
What about it? You ever see me in high school?
I saw your Heisman pose. You're kind of a stud up there.
Oh, yeah.
The Italian Stallion.
Think if I was your size.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dominated.
I can't believe you didn't play high school football.
You know, I played until I was a freshman in college in high school.
Was that Wisconsin?
And then we moved to a little place in Arkansas. Dad was a union electrician, worked on nuclear plant shutdowns.
IBW.
And we moved to Arkansas. They didn't have a football program.
In Arkansas?
But I started varsity basketball my sophomore year down in, that was kind of cool.
Isn't Arkansas a big football state?
It is, but there was no football because I had 17 kids in my class.
Oh, wow.
I was one of those.
Kind of redneck?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Big time.
What was that like?
I would have been valedictorian, just to let you know, and I'm a C student. Not saying that it was just a little different. You know, everything I got down there, I'd already had algebra and geometry.
Oh,
but
wow.
I got there, they didn't offer that until you were a senior in high school. So I had to take general math as a sophomore.
Okay. I so wish Jim was here.
I kicked ass.
Because he gives me so much crap about me taking general math. And I even had advanced general math.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
You're doing fractions there, brother. Maybe
math.
Even decimals.
One and two. By the way, Sheila says, don't forget the Monkees in 69.
You know what? The Monkees were so huge. They had that year, you know, it was only on for two seasons. You know, think
was
about
it. Really?
Yeah. It's crazy. We own every Monkey episode. My wife is a huge Monkees fan. Knows every song. In fact, I did a Monkees song in a show. She's done a few of them. But yeah, it was like that 2-year period, 67, 68, and then 69, they were touring. They were touring.
Did they do their own singing?
They did their own singing.
Oh, I thought they were a studio
band. No.
Oh,
my God, John.
I did.
Maybe and
I'm thinking of the Partridge Family.
Maybe. Mike Nesmith wrote the beat of a different drum for Linda Ronstadt.
I didn't know this.
Mike had many writing credits.
I remember the big urban legend that Peter Tork was Eric Torkelson's brother.
Yes.
Remember that?
Come on. Torkelson and
yes.
Tork.
Yes.
You know, remember
that was
like,
the big rumor that Peter
Tork. Oh, gosh.
Yes, was Eric Torkelson's brother.
Well, it does have Tork in it.
Yes, it does.
You know,
yes,
so it does. It didn't have Tork, but it had
By
Tork.
By the way, happy birthday today. Today is National Pizza Day. Woo-hoo. You're pizza guy, Frankie. Everybody's
I
pizza
love
day.
Pizza.
Who doesn't love pizza?
Yeah, I'm
pizza guy. International Winter Bike to Work Day.
I feel sorry for people that do that.
I want one of those big fat tires.
Oh, the fat tires with the battery operator.
$3,000.
They're crazy. I've looked at
them. I don't
got
that kind of money.
Well, you got battery power, and they go like as fast as a car. That's pretty scary.
Joe Pesci is 81.
Joe Pesci.
I always said if they did a life story of me, I want Joe Pesci to play the part.
You'd be Joe Pesci?
No, he would play me.
Oh, he would play you.
He would play me.
The two youths,
exactly, but he'd have to be like Cousin Vinny. Exactly. I think that'd be a... Funny how? Like,
funny,
funny?
Can you imagine Joe Pesci doing like a Youper accent?
Oh my God, that'd be phenomenal.
I could totally
Joe
see
Pesci
it.
Doing Youper.
He's a great, great actor.
Mia Farrow, 79.
Yeah.
She was great in a couple of movies. Broadway Danny Rose. You ever see Broadway Danny Rose?
I have not.
I would think you would see those kind of movies.
It's
a Woody Allen movie. You're an entertainer guy. And here I am
telling you
about entertainment movies. That's disappointing.
I'm an artsy guy, and I do like Woody Allen. Some of his stuff sucks, though.
Yeah.
You know? And
you know what was on not long ago, and I was thinking about this, Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I've always been a fan of the Hemingways.
Okay, yeah.
It's terrible tragedy. Yeah. Muriel Hemingway. Yep. Yep. And the reason I say that is because my first job was in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Okay.
And we used to go to and we used to go to Sun Valley all the time to cover ski things, ski races. And I met their dad. He was like president
Ernest?
Of Ducks.
No, I'm kidding.
His son,
I know.
Who's president of the Ducks Unlimited in the Wood County. And so I'd see them at the lodge once in a while. So I've always been a big fan. But that movie nowadays, I mean, he'd go, she was like 17, and he was this like 50-year-old guy. It's like, now it's really uncomfortable seeing that.
You know, I look at the old Woody Allen movies, and I got to say, I see Curb Your Enthusiasm just a little bit how that style of comedy, all of the, you know, being oblivious but saying the obvious kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
And Woody Allen, sometimes I didn't find him
good. Yeah, a little uncomfortable. I agree. I'm with
uncomfortable,
you on that
yeah.
I'll tell you what, though.
What?
Love Curb.
Oh. Curb Your, come on. The guy is worth $500 million.
And he's still doing
stuff. I know. And this is his last season.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even know they were going to come back.
I went and
I
saw
think it's great they're back.
The gentleman that's in God,
although
I
used to love Super Dave on there.
Super Dave was Super great. Dave, he then passed he died. Away. Yeah. I miss Super Dave.
You're kind of a Super Dave kind of guy.
Huge Super Dave fan. You know, and he had that voice, and he just kept that. He was a straight man.
Never laughed.
Never
smiled.
Remember the Dave Byrne Comedy Hour? Dave Byrne. He was a comedian, and he did all these impersonations.
David Burns.
Was it Dave
from IXX?
No.
No. Okay.
David, great golfer, by the way. Anyway, Byrne.
Well, he doesn't. By now, he should be pretty good.
It's all he does.
God, David.
All I see him is like on trips golfing.
And that's right. That's all he does.
With his buddies. Does he drink a lot?
And he's. No, I don't think so.
I think he
sells like 50 cars a month.
Is that what he does?
I was talking to somebody. He said he's unbelievable.
Well,
unbelievable,
he knows everyone. Does he do voiceover work? Have you had him on the show yet?
I have not. We should.
You know, I got to give him a call.
We should.
Yeah.
Because we consider ourselves cousin, kind of.
Well, yeah.
Because his mom's whole side is all Italian, and we have the same food, exactly the same food, the antipasto, the homemade antipasto, things like that. So we consider ourselves kind of cousins. We should get a hold of him. I wonder if he's up. Think he's up?
I don't know. I'll text him.
Oh, okay. Text him. Let's do it.
Wow, this conversation has gone all the way around, man.
What a crazy night last night, though. Tornadoes touched down.
Yes, I saw it.
Around Milwaukee and Madison. Only time ever, right, Amanda?
Yeah, first time in February in Wisconsin.
Any injuries? I hope not.
Not that I've seen. I know that today they're going to see how many were in the area because there were reports of maybe more than one.
Wow. And then Amber Alert in the middle of the night. I'm sure everybody got that.
Yeah. Oh,
has that turned out? Did they find him?
I haven't heard anything yet either.
Four young kids.
Yeah. I got that first one at 4 o'clock this or 2 o'clock this
morning. I heard you didn't fall
back
to
sleep. And I've been up since. You ever have that? Where you
all
just
the time.
And you try every second. I'm going to watch TV for 20 minutes and then I'm going to go back to sleep. Then you start watching something. Oh, this is pretty good. And you keep watching it.
Well, what happens?
And then it's like, it's 4. Yep. Do I even try to go back to sleep? Or do I just kind of,
the dopamine hit you hard and kept you awake. That's what happens. These hormones start popping out of your head because you see this and you can't go back to sleep.
I couldn't.
It's just the way it is.
I know. But I had a real good dinner last night. Oh, you ever have something like that kind of puts to sleep? Went to a great friend. Went to Nicky's last night. Nicky's.
Love Nicky's.
Been to Nicky's for 100 years. And with Tommy and the gang and... had a muffuletta and gumbo. Fantastic. Wow. By the way, we're getting some really good soup coming in here today.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to get some really good soup.
Who's coming in?
Wait till you'll see. Oh, we'll
okay.
see.
It's
we'll
a surprise.
See. We'll see.
Okay.
Two of my favorite Woody Allen shows says, Terry, Annie Hall, and everything you want to know about sex, but we're afraid to ask.
Wow.
I did not see that one.
Wow.
Did you? No?
No. No.
No. All right.
I haven't seen a lot of Woody Allen movies.
You don't go to movies, right? Didn't you tell me that one time?
I'm a huge movie. What are you talking about?
I thought you told me one time you don't go to movies anymore.
No. In fact, my son, Austin, that's our thing. We go to a movie.
I didn't know that.
The Beekeeper. We just saw it. We saw Argyle last week.
How was The Beekeeper? Good.
Beekeeper was amazing.
You want to know a movie?
Jason Statham, my God.
Want to know a movie that I thought I was going to really like in
what?
Oppenheimer.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so into history. You know that.
Yeah.
And it just...
With the political aspect, maybe. Yeah.
All right. We got to set a quick break. Frank Hermans is joining us today. The mayor has the day off. We'll be back. Lots coming up. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers due.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. My name is the mayor, Jim Hazzard. Frank Herman's capably filling in. You do any of his stuff?
You know, I'm just digging your music, man.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I wanted to ask you about your opening. Do you pay Rush for that? I mean,
a lot.
I tell you, with the Limelight, what a great song to open up a
show. Isn't it, though? Perfect.
It works.
It's perfect.
Nobody else uses it.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Todd, our producer, found that
Todd
one.
Todd got that, huh?
Todd's amazing. Yeah, he's incredible.
Well, he called me. Yeah. I talk to Todd every once in a while.
Come in.
Well, I bought some advertising.
I walked by your place last night. Let's talk about something.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
So I walked by your place yesterday. I do my walk.
Sure.
I do about 45 minutes a day.
Sure.
5,000 steps. Just
okay.
Kind of, you know.
Yeah.
And I walked by your place on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like tried to open the door.
Well,
nobody's,
of course you
nobody's
did.
There.
No alarms went off.
No alarms. And you know, you know what I didn't realize, though, Frank, until I saw the picture on your wall? How many people you have in your group?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought you had like 8. What do you have, like 20-some?
We have 17 employees.
17, okay.
17 employees,
that's
including
fantastic.
Sound and light and, you know, social media marketing and stuff like that. And really, we're just a troop. And then, you know, PMI is our main employer.
Yeah.
You know, that we're at the Meyer Theater. They do all the marketing. And we have, you know, we're kind of like, you know, I don't know, a corporation.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
You got your own corporation.
I got my own corporation.
So tell me what happened last night in your neighborhood.
Well, it actually happened 2 nights ago.
Oh, 2 nights ago.
And I got a call from a detective, let's just say.
Okay.
Mr. Hermans, we're wondering if we can look at your video cameras.
Because I noticed on your door, it said, smile, you're on camera.
Yep.
I gave a little wave like, hey, I'm just stopping in to say hello, Frank, and then I left.
It's not just to scare you. There really are cameras.
Okay, I believe it.
So I got 3 cameras, and one is in the back, okay? One is in the back.
Sure.
I got a little area in the back of my building. It's kind of like a nook, so you can go in there. A lot of crazy things happen there, just to let you know.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, late at night in Broadway. So, the old school bar got robbed.
Wow.
And they said, hey, between 6:30 and 8:30, do you have video of this? So I looked, sure enough, there's a young man. And I don't, you know, I'm not going to say who it is because there's under investigation. I can't post it.
But you showed me the video. There is a guy back there.
And it looks like he has something in his hand that's not what you should have. And they said, that's the guy.
Wow.
Because they had other video, but not as good as mine.
Then it matched
up. Because he looked right up, because my light comes on. I got, you know, the camera, motion light came on, and you can see his face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could be like investigating.
Look at you.
Woo!
Look at you, Mr. Technology with all your stuff.
Breaking the law. Don't do it at my place.
A lot of those little bars I used to go to like once in a while, they're closed now. What was it? The Filling Station or something?
John,
then
nobody goes
Rum Runners. Those used to be kind of cool little bars.
It's not the thing anymore.
You know,
young people, they do not gather like they used to.
Yeah.
And when they do gather, it's always at some swanky.
Can
I say swanky place?
You can say swanky.
Swanky. And where we would go to numerous bars because we would drive.
Yeah, the neighborhood kind of bars.
You don't drive around.
No, you go to an area and walk, huh?
That's what you do.
Which is great. I mean,
it is.
But it's one of those things where that part of the essence of, and Green, you know, when I first came to Green Bay in the mid-80s, I mean, downtown Broadway, pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
Real sketchy.
Really?
Real sketchy. And then it became kind of cool again, a little bit of a rebirth.
Yep.
And that is kind of the essence, even like Connie's Bar, which is just down the street here, and some of those small little ones over
Connie's,
the years.
Jeez.
But I mean, that was, you know what I mean? That was the essence of Green Bay, those neighborhood bars.
Well, you know, I owned one, Doc's Comedy Club, right on Washington Street. I was in there right in the heyday. It was me and the Oasis, me and Jeff Gels. We were the only ones there.
Oh, no kidding.
And then Washington Street.
But
you know, the
neighborhood things. Like we had Billy on the other day, Arsenal, from C Street.
Sure.
You know, those Green Bay neighborhood bars, they're hard to find these days.
They are. But once, you know, and then if you don't know the place.
Absolutely,
you look on the, do I want to go in there?
And you go in, it's like not your crowd or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like people look at
back
you
then,
like, what
nobody
are you doing
cared.
Here? No.
Back in the day, it didn't matter. It was like just a place to go.
Wherever you went,
get
buck
away.
50 beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you could sit down, you know, talk to the bartender.
Yep.
Say anything you want, not get in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
Free popcorn, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. It used to be a different era, but I don't know. Maybe it's better now. Maybe it's, you know.
Well, the whole thing, I'm sure domestic abuse is down.
Not to make fun of domestic abuse. No, I can imagine.
But
I will say this. I knew guys that would work the night shift at Kimberly Clark, or not Kimberly Clark, at
Fort Howard.
Fort Howard.
Yeah.
And they would go to those bars.
Yes.
And I've talked to people, and I've actually talked to moms or wives of some. That was a tough life for them, because the dad would work all night, come home after about 3 or 4 Boilermakers, and, you know.
Just unwind.
Yeah.
Just unwind and then come home and unwind. Yeah.
I mean, that was a whole different lifestyle back then. And I know some kids that grew up with that, and they say, it wasn't great sometimes when dad would come home in the morning. You know, we're going to school, and they come home after having, you know, 3 or 4 after working all night.
John, you and I come from an era of the absent parent. And, you know, the mom and dad that were working all the time. I don't know if you were, but my mom and dad were working all the time. So I came home from school, made my own dinner. I was a latchkey kid. I really was one of those they talk about. And today, it's a little different. Moms and dads are around.
Well, see, no, my era, like, my mom never drove a car.
Oh, she was at home.
At home all the time, cooking, doing whatever, whatever. Yeah.
Did you only eat 3 times a day? Could you not snack? Were you like that kind of thing? Because we could never snack.
Yeah.
We only ate at lunch.
We didn't have snacks.
There wasn't.
And
there
I don't
saltines.
Mean to sound like, in my day. But I don't remember snacks.
There was saltines. There was a snack.
A thing of Fig Newtons, which I hated.
You lucky.
I
spoiled.
Hated Fig. Nobody what? Liked that. Should not
Come
even
on.
Been invented.
Fig Newtons.
Worst thing ever, ever.
Okay. It is.
Do you happen to know how figs are made?
Is it a dried prune or something?
It's
an actual fig. A fig's a fig, right?
So in order to become a fig, a bug kind of crawls into it and dies.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know this.
I've heard this. It's all about rejuvenation of bacteria. I really think that's what it is, right?
Really?
I am not joking.
Yeah. Like they go in their burrow and they defecate and all that crazy stuff, and it causes the
No wonder I don't like Fig Newtons.
Fermentation of the fruit.
I'm the one here. Nobody likes Fig Newtons ever.
Yeah.
And that's we would have that or whatever, or an apple or an orange or something. But I mean now, you know, for like my kids, it was like here's like 4 kinds of cookies.
Jeez.
Here's brownie. Here's all this. Here's
oh my
whatever.
God!
Yeah,
it's crazy the snacks.
Yeah.
I just remember always we had 3 boys. You know, of course we're very large.
We had 7.
There was never. Leftovers. Ever.
No.
No.
I agree with that totally. Yep. Like my one brother, he worked, so he would come home later, so he would eat after everybody else, and whatever was left, it's just gone.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, so it's the same type of thing in that era. No leftovers.
What did dad do up in Nagano?
Worked in the mines.
He was at the mines.
Underground iron ore miner.
He was.
Yes.
What a great story, John.
Yeah.
We need to delve
All
into
All my
that.
Family did.
I love the UP because you go up there and it's like ghost towns.
I know.
You know, because of the iron ore business up there.
Yeah.
And the big majestic homes that are just sitting there. I love going into abandoned buildings,
yeah.
by the way.
And my one grandpa got hurt really bad in the mines.
He did.
As disabled for the rest of his life. And that's what led to my grandma being sent to prison. But we'll get into that
some
other time.
Yeah, wow.
But anyway.
Wow. Hey, Debbie Downer, let's talk about some more cool stuff.
Oh. We got this text here. Patty, what was the name of the piano bar on Friday nights on Adams Street next to the bank building in the 70s? That's before me.
Oh, my God.
Piano bar.
Piano bar. It is coming to my brain because I was legally in 1982, so I was going to the bars in 1980.
Oh, yeah, your size, you could have gotten age.
And I'd order an amaretto sour.
Is Seth older or younger than you?
Well, you're talking Heath?
I always call him Seth.
Well, he looks like a Seth.
He looks like a Seth.
I'll tell him that.
Okay.
He is actually 5 years younger than me.
Is
He's
he still
baby
your drummer?
Boy. Nope. Oh. Heath went on to, and he was a drummer for 10 years. Great drummer.
You know, I always wanted to be a drummer for you.
Shut up.
Remember that?
I thought you wanted to be a lead singer.
Heath was actually giving me some lessons on drumming.
No way.
Swear to God.
Were you drinking at the time?
Probably.
But, you know, the brother thing is great. I just don't like being his boss, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, we're two type A's, and we decided it was better off that, you
I
know?
Can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And we're great friends. We still have a band called Third and Short from Larry McCarron.
Oh, my goodness.
And we call it Third and Skirt now.
How many
wife,
years did you do that?
23 years. 23 years, the Laramie Carey Show.
And where was that again?
Press sales across from the airport.
I still remember being at the old QLH and DUZ, and I'd hear you. Yep. I'd be doing a sports thing, and I'd hear you reverberating in the recording. Across from the airport. Mine on Frank Beckham.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's a unique opportunity to ask your questions during the Earl Ingram Show on Friday, February 9th.
United States Senator Ron Johnson is going to be joining us here in the studio. He's going to spend an hour as we have some open dialogue. Phone lines are going to be open. We'll take some phone calls.
Join Earl and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson Friday, February 9th. The Earl Ingram Show, mornings from 8 to 10, here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Boy, February weather in Wisconsin, anything but what we'd predict. Yesterday, an active tornado in the state, and basically no snow on the ground as far north as Hayward. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday, and that's causing some great concern for Wisconsin's maple syrup industry. Steve Anderson of Anderson Maple Syrup in Cumberland can tell you all about it. He's not only president of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association, he's also tapping trees himself, and he said the lack of snow cover is really influencing their year and its yields.
When the ground is covered, it's white. White reflects the sun, and so then the earth doesn't heat up as quickly, and that helps hold the temperature, the average temperatures down. And it also insulates the ground so that the frost doesn't come out too quickly. We like the frost to come out a little bit slower. It prolongs our season, and then those lower temperatures from having some snow cover keep the highs from not getting too high and keeps the lows getting a little bit lower. Ideally, we're looking for something like 12 to 15 degrees at night, maybe 40 during the daytime. You know, we like that big swing. And that's what the snow cover will help extend a season.
Steve Anderson's the president of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. He's up in Cumberland. He said some of the initial reports he's gotten from other maple syrup producers are pretty good. He said some reporting as much as a gallon of sap per tap in a day.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And the numbers coming in for the upcoming World Championship Cheese Contest that's going to be hosted in Madison March 5th and 6th look very, very good this year. More than 3,300 cheese, butter, yogurt, and dairy ingredient entries coming from around the world. More than 400 dairy manufacturers from 25 countries and 32 American states are going to be involved in the competition. Again, the World Championship Cheese Contest coming back to Madison in March. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
It is going to be a lot cooler today and still a little on the breezy side. Mostly cloudy, 42 will be our high today with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, even cooler, 37 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Matt Nair on Air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour, from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. WW.
Great song, Franco.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Great song.
Different strokes for different folks,
absolutely,
baby. I've done that song in a show.
Have you?
I have.
I like
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Frank, introduce our special guest we have here today.
Well, you know, these gentlemen, they're fantastic. They're from Bangladesh, so I'm going to have them introduce themselves as I will probably butcher your name. So first, gentlemen.
I'm Fahim Nafis from Bangladesh.
Get a little bit closer to the mic there,
yeah,
Franco.
Yeah, they got to be right on the mic. Fahim?
Hello.
Yeah, okay. Fahim. Okay. And?
I'm Nafis Ishraq. I'm from Bangladesh as well. Been living here for about 4 years. And before here, yeah. I was in Canada for six.
Canada! You came across the border to America.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Canadians are okay. Let's talk about what's going on. You got this cool, well, it's kind of an invention, isn't it?
Yeah,
Tell me about AI and first of all, John, the story and how
Frank, move over a little bit so people can see it. People want to see
me.
Yeah,
hey, there I am on TV.
There
look
you
at
go.
We're on TV. Tell me how you came up with this process
and this is like the biggest thing going in the world
AI.
Right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
AI.
I mean,
what's going on with this? Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So basically, I was in my I don't want to name what class, but the professor was taking like ages to take our attendance every day, like 10 minutes from a 1 hour class, and I basically was like, oh man, like if only we could solve the problem. And then I basically came up with the whole concept like in class. And then, yeah, we basically did like research on it. Now we're here.
Wow.
So explain that again. When instead of wasting time taking attendance, what happens now from what you developed?
All right. So let's say the same system got implemented in the same class, right?
Yeah.
Every day, even till now, like he's probably like wasting 10 minutes from a 1 hour class. That's like 25 hours every like per year. You're wasting that.
Yeah.
And students are paying for it. Teachers, they go home, like professors go home, take the attendance manually. But with our system, the students walk in and you don't even need to do anything. It's all going to be like seamlessly the background, your face going to get scanned. You don't need to upload your pictures, nothing. All like local on data servers, no privacy concerns. Our algorithms like designed in such a way, it's just going to take your picture that's already stored in the local servers and scan it with your face, like a mix and match.
Yeah, okay.
You know did you come up with this?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
We are in the presence of really smart people. We are sitting next
how
to people
can we use this?
That are going to be multimillionaires
exactly.
someday.
Okay. Wow.
Let's talk to you, sir. Sure. Tell me about your background, because what is your significance with this program?
Right. So it's interesting. I was in Birmingham, Alabama, doing a sales job over there alongside my school. I was in University of South Alabama. And then one day I come home after work, and then Fahim calls me. He's like, "Dude, I've come up with one of the most coolest ideas ever. You need to come see it." So, like 2 weeks later, I'm in Green Bay working on this project with him, assembling a team, a sales team, programming team, the IT department, everything like that, to just get this ball rolling. With God's grace, I mean, we've gone pretty far.
Okay.
We're very close to selling it to University of South Alabama.
Yep.
We also have tons of industries lined up. Like I said, I mean, it's a really cool automation process, which helps even huge industries do clock in, clock out, meal period system. And like you said, attendance. I mean, our technology has uses in every industry, educational or...
That's incredible. And you guys came up with this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you sit down and start... I mean, for Frank, he sits down and says, how can I come up with something funny about frosty tip ice cream in Dykesville? And you guys sit down and say, how can I come up with something that could be used by every industry in the world?
Yeah,
What's the process?
Process on like implementing the whole
process.
I'm thing.
Coming up with that idea.
Yeah, basically, I did my research, like how far facial recognition, like, what's the stage right now?
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's, like, companies out there that's doing it, like, the technology, like, evolved, but no one's, we basically have our custom algorithm.
Okay.
So, It's not just you get it from like the supermarket and you can just sell it.
Sure.
So you have to like code it. We have like a perfect developers, good team. Hopefully, okay, like we're gonna expand our team like very soon. So yeah, it's all like custom.
What is this Eden you were talking about?
Eden's our custom AI.
That is your custom. Now, you came up with this. Now, when you come up with something custom, you know, the best jokes I say are the ones that are stolen. And I don't mean you're stealing anything, but are you learning this process on how to do this, and then you're taking that and morphing it? Or this is actual you invented, TNT?
You know? It's something like this. Basically, it's going to take like... You use your bank's app, right? Chase
yep.
Bank.
Or correct.
You have your, there's an AI, like you have a personal assistant within the bank.
Correct.
So it's going to be something similar to that.
Okay.
It's already like, it was out there. It's not AI or anything. AI was out there like since 2010.
Okay.
But people are super scared now for some reason. They're like, oh, the end of the world is here. AI is going to take over. But AI has been there like since 2007.
It has.
Siri, it's all AI. So yeah, Eden's probably going to take the local data that I said, like it's all going to be on the local servers. Train on like for schools, it's going to train on the students, on the facilities. It's going to know everything about your school. Okay. There's nothing like sus going on. Oh, we're going to take over the world.
Yeah.
And so when you go and you're like, oh man, like I don't know where to go. Like new freshman students, they're like, everything's all over the place for like university apps. So they can just go and ask Eden, like, where's the library?
Okay.
Does the library have this book here? Is my professor in his office hour or something? Eden, like, I'm homesick or something. What do I do? Like, anything related to your university, Eden will answer.
Wow.
This is incredible. This is, I'm sorry, but I am still going to say it's kind of scary because it just seems like there's this entity
old,
out there that,
old.
Yeah, exactly. So it's almost human nature for us who don't know the ins and outs of it to be a little,
That's okay. Changes are scary, but that's how I guess floppy disks were removed. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's talk about sales. Okay, you got this new program that you're going to market. How do you go about marketing something like that and selling that product?
For sure. Fine brought me on board specifically for sales.
Yeah, I can tell you're the one with the suit on.
Yeah, he's got that look. He's got that sales
he's
look.
He's got the sales look,
Yeah, I worked in sales. I have a really good network over there. And then before that, I was in a fraternity. So I have absolute killers of salespeople under me. So I appointed about three people that I knew was the most confident, could talk the best, and told them to go out and talk to the professors, talk to the deans. And I mean, they work, man. Without them, we wouldn't have been as far as we are today.
Sure.
They went ahead, talked to their teachers, used their connections, and got us as far as we are today.
Do you guys have a patent on this?
We're on the process of getting the patent, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, okay, for the sales gentlemen, if you had two guys come in today, I was one of them, Frank was the other for one sales position, who would you hire?
We
got a hesitation.
Are you guys before retirement age? when do you retire?
How's your 401k and your pension? I've only got about 6 months left to go.
You know, being a young person and in this industry, very competitive because it seems like this is a startup, you know, like a big time startup. Are you looking for capital or is that something that you guys are all set for to invest?
We are looking for capital, but at the same time, we have like we have more than what we need to for the beginning stage.
I got $5,000 right now. I'm just kidding.
maybe I don't know, but
nobody likes a bragger, Frank.
Okay.
But we can get the ball rolling, but down the road, 100%. Like we have some few VCs, but we'll get you on board.
You get me involved, sweet.
I would think people would want to jump on this.
Ground up, baby.
Absolutely.
You know, these guys have me sold already, and I just met them.
Unbelievable.
So you go to UWGB, correct?
Yes.
And what is your major?
Finance.
Finance, bingo, baby. I don't know if you know this, but I was a UWGB guy, John.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, 1986, communications.
Ah, how'd that work out for you?
As you can tell, I'm on the radio with you,
baby.
Okay. Hey, doing okay.
That says it
doing
all.
Okay. So, being that are you both full-time university students?
I'm a full-time university.
When do you graduate?
This fall.
This fall.
Yeah.
And from Lawrence, right?
From Lawrence. Yeah.
And you graduate when?
In 2 more years.
So basically, this is your part-time job, right?
Something like that, yeah. We're going to make it work.
You are going to make it work. I gotta tell you, this is amazing.
Amazing. Let me ask you this. When you guys, you grew up in Bangladesh, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I was raised in Bangladesh. What emphasis do they have on computer skills, math skills, science skills, compared to what you see in the United
States?
That's
a great question.
To be very honest, like, the skills there are very underrated. People there, like, they're super skilled. But with just a little bit of, like, resources and stuff, they could be changing the world. And I feel like most of the super highly skilled engineers, they all come like to US, Canada and stuff. So
is one of the things that the language issue maybe?
Yeah, language issue. I'm pretty sure,
language. When you let's talk to you because you're in sales. Your vernacular is amazing. Your accent. How long did it take you to be able to, I guess, talk as good as you do? I mean, because think about when you were a kid
with no accent
with
whatsoever.
No accent. When did you learn English? What how old were you?
Right. So I think I came to Canada when I was 15.
Okay.
So I still had a pretty bad accent when I first came.
Okay.
But I quickly learned. I mean, you need to fix your dialect. You need to fix your accent in order to sell, in order to excel in business. So, I mean, I spent the rest of my time being in Canada and U.S. just trying to learn how to speak a little bit better, how to talk a little bit better, how to sell a little bit better.
Yeah, and it's not so much the accent. What I was talking about is kind of your understanding and your comprehension of a different language. I speak a little Spanish, a little French, comme ci, comme ça.
Did you wow, like that? Hey, I did you like not
that?
Know
that. That means so-so.
Wow.
Yeah, I speak Scottish and Irish, too.
I speak English and Youper.
You pick Youper.
Hey, you want to go have a sauna today? Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's very important as a salesperson, you know, this is probably going to go worldwide, don't you think, guys? What do you think?
Yeah.
I think this is going to be like bigger than big. Pretty soon, the NSA and FBI are going to be calling you guys. Hey, we need some help, buddy.
Yeah.
What is your dream? What's the ultimate?
Yeah, what's the ultimate?
I see us like in warehouses, fixing, reducing their cost, making like the industries efficient.
Yep.
And even with universities, there's so many ways they're going to save money. Like, it's like all nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's people in Title IV and stuff where you have to pay scholarships. If students don't show up, the university needs to pay for them. So with our, you can like highlight the students, classify them. They're going to be saving tons of money over the years. So, yeah, I see like down the road, we're in like apartments, you know, the modern apartment complexes where you have to like put your key fob. And I don't know about you, but most of the time I'll forget my key fob and I'll lock myself out. I'll probably have to like call my and like buzz me in. And so, yeah, like with our facial recognition, it's all going to be like solved.
And is that going to be foolproof in regards to somebody? Because everybody wants to steal somebody's identity or whatever, identity theft. Will this be basically as close to foolproof as you could find?
Yeah. It's all going to be like on the local servers. Nothing's going to get exported to anywhere.
You know, what I like about what you guys are talking about is practicality uses of this. Because we always think the extreme. Like, you're going to take somebody's eyeball and put it up to the screen like in the science fiction movies to get in, you know, to lock stuff.
Yeah.
But this is it. Now we're talking about facial recognition a little bit, and you're AI. But when somebody, is it 13 points on your face? How many points is it now when they do facial recognition? I mean, isn't that with how they do that or no?
Like that, way more than that. But here's the thing: like down the road, like if we don't do it, someone else will. Like that's
correct.
The future.
Correct.
Even when I was a kid, every movie I watched about the future was flying cars.
Yeah,
and no one took their keys and, you know, like, you know, they just walked through the door. So it's all going to be like one day.
I love you it. You guys are amazing. Yes. What an honor to have you both here. And I just can't wait to see. I'm just going to tag along for the ride and watch where this goes. And I'm going to say, hey, 5 years ago, we had those two people on the cover of Time magazine in our studio.
Are you guys too cool to be like on Facebook and stuff? Can I like you? Is that like for old people?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook.
You are? I'm going to like you, okay? Is that cool? Maybe they'll like me back. What do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
You think I'm...
And we still didn't get an answer on who he had hired between you or me.
Yeah, he's not going to
answer
that.
You're not leaving until you tell us. Who'd you hire, me or him, for sales?
Come on, sales.
Both people.
Yay! You know
what? Diplomatic.
That's a way
gentlemen,
to do it.
Thank you
this
so very much
amazing.
For being here. This is so exciting. It's incredible.
Thank you guys for are awesome. Us.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Mine are the mayor, Shel Frank filling in. Back with more right after this.
It's April say to myself.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Peach Wabba. Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor Show. The mayor has today up. Frank Hermans is capably filling in. How much cooler are those guys than us? How can you take human beings that are so much smarter than other human beings?
Well, they think outside the box. That's exactly what the young man did there. He thought of something that needs to, you know, happen that makes it more, you know, effective. Yeah. And he thought of that.
He found a practical use.
Yeah.
Because I've come up with a lot of inventions, but they're not practical.
Well, can you name them?
No, I can't.
Really?
No.
My brother Mike has like a couple patents.
Does he in what?
He's in the cheese industry. He works for Belgioso. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they get to keep them all. They're called, what are those things called when you invent something at work? Then it's called a non-proprietary or
proprietary?
Proprietary. Okay. Because he did it there.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of cool.
I'd like to work at Belgioso.
Would you?
Yeah. Give me a job there.
I could.
Doing something.
They got a lot of Parmesan there.
I would like to do that.
They store a lot of Parmesan.
Do they let you take some home once in a while? For the effort?
I get Parmesan cheese every Christmas.
Do you really?
Yes.
Nice.
And it lasts a long time.
Give me some.
Would you?
I would take
it. Okay. Well, I'm all about it. I also like Asagio.
Oh, big fan of the Asagio.
Yeah.
Big fan.
They do
what
a
else
good
they
job.
Got?
Well, they got lots of. They're, you know,
they're, they got I, Gouda. They got a good
I
Gouda.
I believe they're the biggest mozzarella producer in the world.
There's nothing better than a little mozz.
You know?
Oh, hot mozz is unbelievable.
I tell you what.
Oh, you gotta hook me up.
Well, they're Italian.
Huh? I think they're Southern, though. Southern Italian.
Well,
they're a little more excitable than us
like
Northern
this,
ones.
We're a little calmer. Southern Italian there.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so anyway, that was really great having them here. We got Mark Houston coming up from Bell and Sports Medicine. A bunch to talk to him about. We got Julie Baranek coming from Super Day Restaurant. She's bringing in, I believe, 3 or 4 different types of soup, which is a very big thing going on right now. Part of the proceeds from that is going towards the NEW Community Shelter, of course, the homeless shelter, where our great friend Jim Schmidt is one of the main people there.
Yeah.
We got Christy and Dennis Peters coming up later for the weekend. What's going on in the area? Where are you guys at the Meyer this
We're
week?
At the Meyer Theater this weekend. We had a show last night. So tonight, tomorrow, 7:30, Meyer Theater, 2.5 Belgians. And then on Valentine's Day, we're going to be down south in Manitowoc. The Capital Civic Center. Folks, you got to see the show. It's hilarious. It's a great show. You know, it's my 25th season.
25th. Unreal. How many shows?
Well,
how many different topics or whatever?
149 shows I've written.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
In 25 years, I've written 149
that's
different shows.
That's mind-boggling.
I don't even remember some of them.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
Got a text here, John. Lots of summer help at Belgioso.
Yeah.
Belgioso. Belgioso. $24 an hour. I would do
they
that.
They pay well there.
This summer, I will do that. Hook me up, somebody. I'm doing it.
My son, Austin.
Although, you know, I worked at a dairy one time and it didn't end well.
Why?
It was in Phoenix, Arizona. I was going to summer school at ASU.
Were you like serving dairy products?
No. One of my job was to take the spoiled milk that was brought back and dump it in a vat.
Nice.
That was my job all night long, overnight job.
Wow.
Okay.
Did you take a pull of that smell?
Oh, it was beyond belief. Couldn't horrible. Never ate, you know what I mean? Cause you take the cart and you'd smash it against the side of this big thing. And,
okay.
You know, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to things.
No, you did.
And there are some crates of some other stuff that was like cottage cheese or some other stuff. And I said, that probably has to go in there too. And the boss came back and he goes, how did a case of this get here? He goes, you didn't put any of that in there, did you? I'm like, no. Said, wow, good thing. The whole thing will be ruined.
Was that your last day?
I put in like four cases. Then they found out that the whole thing was ruined. It's like, who was on this? Yeah, that was my last day.
Oh.
Yeah, for $2 an hour.
$2 then. Man. Big money.
Yeah.
Big money.
You know, it's enough to go to Jack in the Box. Remember Jack in the Box?
I do.
Oh,
I still go there when I travel.
Are there still Jack in the
Box? Jack in the Box is still around down south.
You know what?
Down south and to the west.
Yep, down south to the west. Yep.
Okay, it was Jack in the Box was big, and pop stores are called pop stores.
Pops.
Where you'd go and buy soda. Okay. And then the other one was Circle K's,
Circle K's
is making a big comeback here in Wisconsin.
Yep. There's some new ones up here. I've been to Circle K's many times. And the Steak and Shake.
What we were just talking about that. Yeah. McCarron and I, whenever we were on the road, would go to a Steak and Shake, like in Ohio or Illinois or Indiana.
Yeah.
We've never seen them in Wisconsin.
You know, someone has to own the rights to this steak.
Are they still even a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen them.
All right.
I don't know how great they are anymore. You know, I used to love them. Ponderosa Steakhouses.
Oh, man. When we'd come to Green Bay for Packer.
There is only one left in Wisconsin.
There is a Ponderosa Steakhouse.
One left. It's in the Dells.
Although, I don't know if it was Ponderosa on Military, wasn't it?
Yes.
Every Sunday morning, we'd come down for the Packer games.
Yeah.
That's where I thought that was the coolest thing. It was it's like, are you serious? Like, I'm going to watch this guy cook my steak.
Yes.
And then I can have this big baked potato.
Yes.
And then I can have any kind of pie I want.
Any kind you want.
I can have as many little cartons of chocolate milk as I want.
It was the first salad bar. Wasn't it like the first?
Probably the first one I've ever been to. Loved Ponderosa.
And the steak was actually pretty good.
The steak was great.
Wasn't bad.
Oh, my gosh. And then we'd stop on the way back. We'd stop in Wasaki at the Wasaki Bowl that have a big smorgasbord.
Wasaki!
It's the first time I ever had sauerkraut.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What? Really? Living in the UP first time?
It's not a big sauerkraut place there. It's not.
No.
Not compared to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a German thing.
It is. Not a lot of Germans up there.
No, there's not. You have a lot of Italians up there.
And Finn.
You know, my first wife
Italians
was from,
and Finn.
From the UP. She
really?
Was Italian.
Oh. Yeah. How did that go?
Spicy. Let's just say. Yeah
I'll spicy. Bet. So anyway.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Then we got Mark Houston.
You know, about salad bars, apparently the first one ever was founded in 1951. At Stevens Point, Wisconsin, at Sky Club Supper Club.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michelle McCormick is doing this phenomenal series on Supper Club.
Yeah,
it is so good. Her series is unbelievable.
Yep.
And Two Rivers had a Mahout's, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some around here that have closed. Yep. And I hope every one of those stays alive. There's something about a Supper Club that and that salad. I could live on a salad bar.
You sit down, you'd have your drinks, you order at the bar, and then you sit down. And oh my goodness! It's a way of life, and it's a way of life that's slowly going away.
I know it, and that's why whatever ones are still alive,
generation.
I want to support them.
Yeah,
to keep them rocking.
I eat a lot, John.
Do you?
I do.
You stay in good shape though.
Well, I burn a lot
just from being on stage.
No, I work out. Yeah, I'm
do
stage.
You?
I do, John.
Okay,
four times a week.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I have a physical trainer.
Do you really?
I do.
Jim has one too.
He does. Can't tell.
Must not be doing a good job.
I'm just kidding.
I think
Jim.
Jim's putting on. Well, Jim struggled with the very first thing to do a lunge, and he kept falling over.
His trainer's going to be here Monday.
Oh, really?
His trainer's going to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be here Monday.
Jim on camera, do some lunges and see if he can stand up or if he falls over.
I can't wait to see that.
Yes, weebles wobble, but they don't fall
down.
Absolutely. So give me a little something heading into our break. I prefer to bring in Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine. Give me a little one of your songs as our bumper music. Heading into a break.
You got it right now.
Oh, by the way, wait. Our boy Big Wayne Stiegelman texted in. Can you read that about the figs?
Yes. So it wasn't the figs. He said, where to go? Foraging bees regurgitate nectar to house bees to store as honey.
And do they do that in figs?
No, that's just how honey's made. Figs, figs are wasps dying in there.
I didn't know there were wasps.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. How can I be sure?
Is this one of your songs?
Yeah.
Good game, Mark.
When a thing is possibly changing, how can I be sure?
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media?
Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 a.m. WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media